You know, let's just get right to it, Bum. There's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world today. I don't know where to start. I guess it's been a long time since we've done a Raw report. It's been a minute. We've been falling off, you know what I'm saying, because we've been so busy, you know, with our busy schedules and everything. But, you know, it's always good to get back and get down to brass tacks and do a podcast and talk about what's going on in the world today. And as of course, my microphone is never really doing what it's doing. Anyway, I'm wearing, do an outfit check. I'm wearing a Brioni shirt and I'm wearing some, I feel like these are Banana Republic shorts. You know what I'm saying? So I'm wearing, it's a BB. It's a BB today. You know what I'm saying? Brioni up top, Banana Republic on the bottom. You know, I live near a Banana Republic outlet now, Bum. So I can go buy shorts and random t-shirts for $9.99 or even cheaper on some days. Even cheaper, you know what I'm saying? When you live near the outlet. Then you live near the outlet. Okay, we do a wrist check. I'm actually pissed because I put on my Cartier. I never really wear my Cartier. This is a Cartier Santos skeleton. I never really wear it that much. But every time I fucking wear it, it gets nicked. It gets nicked. Every time I wear it, nick. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck do they make this shit like this? Like, hello, Cartier, you selling this shit to people that gets nicked, you know? Then they got the belt. So I buy the belt. The belt you can throw up against the wall, never gets nicked. Doesn't matter. The belt's indestructible. So my thing is, why don't you make the fucking watch out of the shit you're making the belt out of, Cartier? How about that? But no, I love my watch, though. And I'm wearing it on a leather strap. I took it off of the, you know, the famous screw thing that everybody wears. Everybody wears it the same way. I try to be a little different, you know? But anyway, so we're here today. It's been a minute. But since you've been gone, a lot of things have been going on in the world. Fucking Donald Trump indicted for the third time. How does somebody get indicted three times, still eligible to run for president? Bob, can you give me any insight on this?
I really don't know how that's possible, to be honest with you. I mean, he was impeached already, and that didn't seem to do anything. So, at this point, I don't know.
He's indestructible. He's indestructible. He's the Teflon president. You know, I think Trump was friends with Gotti, too. I mean, he'll never admit it. But I'm sure Trump and Gotti were having cocktails in New York or smoking cigars or chasing hookers together or something like that. Now, I don't want to insinuate that the former president of the United States and probably about to be president again, because he's going to do something that's going to be unprecedented again. He was president. He lost the race. Not according to him, but he lost. And then he's going to rerun again. I think he's got a shot. But I guarantee that Trump was hanging out with Gotti. Trump probably was hanging out with all those New York, Frank Castellano, fucking John Gotti Jr. Fuck, I'm positive that Trump knows these people and have hung out with them in positive lights. You know what I mean? They probably were, you know, eating steaks together, smoking cigars. Ah, hey, Gotti, don't kill me. Ah, I'm just joking. Ah, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, there's a Time article from a month ago that says there is no constitutional bar on a felon running for office. And that's from a law professor at UCLA.
There you go. So, I mean, he's got to win. If he doesn't win, he goes to jail. So Trump's got to win the race. So it's like, that's a lot to compete with. I mean, Trump was already a madman. He's already a man on fire. Do you really want him to have an extra reason to fucking demolish Sleepy Joe? And look, Sleepy Joe's been growing on me. You know what I'm saying? The more he walks in wrong directions and falls and shit and can't spell the word ice cream or talks about black kids with roaches, you know, like, I like him. You know, he's starting to grow on me. Sleepy Joe, you're growing on me like a fungus, like a mushroom patch in the middle of nowhere. But they're not psychedelic mushrooms. They're mushrooms only for the senior citizen crowd, you know what I mean? So they don't really do much, you know, not that senior citizens do many, you know, psychedelic mushrooms. I don't know. I don't know many senior citizens, you know what I mean? So that's my other thing. I don't hang out with many old folk many old folk, you know what I mean? But a war in Ukraine just raging on, it's never anything, just every day is like, I'm like, yo, somebody's got to stop. I mean, somebody's got to call it. And the odds are not in Putin's favor right now. I mean, he's being insurrected over there. Have you seen this shit?
No, yeah. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's some Russian soldiers or coming. Where are they from, Bob? They're from Kyiv or Kyiv? I don't want to say the wrong thing. I hate saying the wrong thing and sounding so fucking crazy.
Kyiv is in Ukraine.
Yes, in Ukraine.
That's where a lot of the fighting is happening.
Right, so they're not from there. So I got that incorrect. I have some of my information. I got to kill that motherfucker who gave me the wrong information. But anyway, somebody over there, one of Putin's own guys, tried to overthrow him. And him and Putin came up with a side deal. And I guess they gave him some more power. They gave him some money. I don't know. Maybe gave him a yacht or some shit like that. And then he fell back. And then now I hear he's coming back. He's like, oh, I didn't really get as much as I wanted or something like that. So he's challenging Putin again, I believe, for the Russian Empire. And I knew this was going to happen because I'm like, you know, they got to find somebody on the inside, somebody really close to Putin. Someone so close to Putin, he doesn't see it. When it comes, you know what I mean? Mafia style. They send your buddy to do it. They say, oh, hey, Pootie. It's me, Vladimir, from high school, your old pal. Yeah, I'm in town for a couple days. Maybe we could link up. And Pootie, unsuspectingly, excited to see his old pal. He invites him over for dinner and, you know, his old pal ain't his friend no more. You know what I mean? And then Pootie gets whacked. Two shots to the back of the head, mafia style, boom, boom. No more war. No more war. So that's what they're planning, you know what I'm saying? That's what they're planning. And they, Pootie, I'm going to warn you, Pootie. It's going to be the Bunzini meeting, okay? They're going to reach out through someone that knows you very well. And they're going to bring you to a place that you can trust, Pootie. They're going to take you to a nice Italian restaurant in Russia, if there's any. And they're going to whack you, Pootie. They're going to whack you. They're going to be face down and a noodle bowl, Pootie. You get it? Face down and a goddamn noodle bowl. All because you couldn't cut the shit out. You remember that, Pootie. Someone's going to reach out to you. Close to you. Somebody that you trust. Okay? They're going to ask you to meet them at an Italian restaurant that you feel safe at. Okay, Pootie? That's when they're going to whack you, all right? Now, I thought they were going to whack Zelensky at the beginning. I said, you know, he was a comedian, new president, really didn't understand the political landscape. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. Maybe he understands more about politics than you think he does. Huh? You ever think of that? Maybe he did. Because, look, he's doing good. He's hanging in there. He hasn't won the war. But he hasn't lost the war either. So, I mean, you know, Zelensky, he showed me a little something. Maybe he's not all... ba-dum-booms, you know what I mean? Maybe it's not all fun and games. Maybe it's not all jokes. Maybe there's something serious lurking behind that, under that ratty sweatshirt that he wore to the White House. Remember that? He wore that ratty sweatshirt and asked for $4 billion. And we gave it to him! Anyway, I just want to know who in Black America can go and go, hey, White America, White House, hey! I've showed up. I'm in a sweatshirt. Can I get $4 billion in aid to aid the African-American community? Do we have someone like that? Do we have a Zelensky? I mean, Zelensky's a fucking comedian. I got a lot of respect for Zelensky, though. He's a comedian, former comedian turned president. You know, and since he's been president, could Kevin Hart become president, you think? Could Kevin Hart one day run... United States president? I mean, after Trump, I mean.
He could.
Do you think he won?
I think he's popular enough. I don't know if his platform would convince people. But
he'd need a big platform because he's a little guy. You know, he needs something to stand on, you know. Like if they would put him next to Trump, like if he was running against Trump, Trump would be continuously giving him a short guy card. You know what I'm saying? Like continuously. He's so short. You want a president that's so short? What? He's this guy. The guy's this tall off the table. You know, you want a president who's tall like me. You know, that's a Trump. It would just be a continuous short jokes. Maybe some black jokes too. I would love to hear Trump tell some tasteless black jokes about a black presidential campaign person who's running against him. I would just love it. You know, the Barack Obama stuff wasn't funny, but I bet if he had a new guy, oh, he'd come up with some gems. See what I'm saying? Like, what would Trump say against Kevin Hart besides he's short? What would Kevin Hart say about Trump? Because he's funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd be lighting Trump up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so.
That would make for a very interesting correspondence dinner.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. Run!
It would just be a Kevin Hart special.
Right, Kevin Hart, you got to run for president. I mean, okay, if Kevin Hart was, what about Louis C.K.? You think Louis C.K. could run for president? You think he'd win?
I think he could run. I don't know if he would win after all the scandals.
Oh, what was his scandal again? He was jerking off
in front of other
balloon or something.
I think he like masturbated in front of other female comedians.
Did he think that was funny? Was it part of his bit?
I don't know.
It was part of his bit.
I can't even begin to understand why.
Right. I'm just saying, hey, look, you know, if it's part of your bit, you gotta do it. You know, you're doing it for a laugh. He's a comedian. Now, did he bring him backstage? And was he like in his dressing room? Like, hey, meet me in my dressing room in 15 minutes. As soon as they walk in, he's like in there jerking off and trying to fix him a cocktail at the same time. I mean, like, I don't know how that works. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Do you need both hands to jerk off? You need both hands to do the shaker. So I guess you could. I don't know. I don't know what Louis C.K. was doing in there. You know, and I don't want to make pretend. You know what I mean? But out of all the comedians, who would I want to run for? Maybe Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, he'd make a good president. I mean, he'd just probably never show up for any of this shit. I'd be like, hey, Jerry, are you coming? He'd be like, oh, was that today? I'm with Larry David, and I'm doing something. I'm eating a donut. Yeah. He'd never show up to work. He's too rich. You know what I mean? So. Maybe Dave Chappelle make a good president. Maybe Dave Chappelle. Nah, Chris Rock. Chris Rock. I could see Chris Rock being president. Yeah. Did he play president in a movie or something like that? I think he did.
Maybe.
Was he President Rock or something like that? Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock. I love to see Kevin Hart run against Trump. I love to see them two just muck it up. You know what I'm saying? Like in a wild campaign. But then if we went to war, then what? Then what? I mean, it's not funny anymore. You know what I'm saying? Now we're at war. You know, Canada's invading America. I guess that's like the equivalent. You know, it would be Canada trying to invade America. Is Canada bigger than America? No. We're bigger than them, right?
In terms of population or landmass?
Landmass.
I believe Canada's actually bigger because they got so much land up north that nobody really lives in.
Right. We've got Alaska, though.
Yeah.
We've got Alaska, we've got Hawaii, we got Texas, we got L.A. That's a warning to you, Canada. I want to make an issue of warning right now. Don't you ever think of crossing those borders, doing a Russia, okay? Because we got gang members here, all right? You understand? Soon as you come across Vancouver, boom, 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 I'm putting a call into the Washington State Crips, okay? I'm seeing Canadian people cross the border. I'm putting in a call to the Portland Bloods. You understand? You understand, Vancouver? So you cross over, we got big problems. And then you know Benny the Butcher. He's in Buffalo. So if you try to come in from Toronto, boom, 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 Canada, okay? Just giving you a heads up. Now, I do have a statement that I have to make to be very clear with my allegiance and who I align myself with. If the Mexican cartel decides to invade the United States, I will immediately denounce my United States citizenship and become friends with the cartel. Because you don't want to make enemies with the cartel. You want to be buddies with them. And I can't be any clearer. President Biden, I will send you my defect slip denouncing my U.S. citizenship. If, by chance, the Mexican cartel grows to a size that's so large that they invade the United States, I will definitely be joining them. Sorry to inform you. Moving on. There's a lot of stuff going on in America, too. Like, I mean, who wants to invade America in the first place? I mean, with the fucking the heat wave that's going on. I mean, holy shit. If I was planning an invasion, I'd probably plan it closer to September, you know, because right now, I mean, the heat is out of control. Bob, how you been coping with the heat the last few days?
A lot of hanging out in the basement with the fan on blast.
Okay.
Drinking a lot of water.
That's good.
Stay hydrated.
And I hope you people out there are staying hydrated. Listen to Bomb. He knows his shit. He's drinking a lot of water. But Bomb, you drink a lot of water regularly. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Water is your go-to drink.
Yeah. Water and my energy drink.
Okay. You make yourself? Is this?
No, it's a store brand, but I use it when I do my exercise.
Okay. Have you been checking the labels on this thing? If there's no aspartame or anything, is it all natural or all organic or something like that?
Yeah.
I know you know your shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Bob, you could even put it below your regimen, your exercise regimen, if you want to. If there's people out there that want to, you know, exercise like Bob, please. We don't want to hinder you. We want to help you, okay? We do want to help you. But yeah, but it's so fucking hot here. Like, if I was going to invade a country, like, I would invade, like, you know, Spain, you know what I'm saying? Like the Canary Islands. I just take over. I just sack the Canary Islands, just take over, set up shop, you know, start eating sardines and, you know, stuff octopus with rice and tomato. Oh, ragu. Oh, God. Just thinking about it right now makes me want to invade. Gets me so revved up. I start thinking about the sweet calamari off the coast of the Canary Islands or that whole bronzino with the Spanish rice. Oh, yum, 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 yum. Just makes me want to invade you motherfuckers tonight. And then the kitty cat that's over there. Oh, the women. Oh, the women. The wine. Oh, see, Pootie did it all wrong. Pootie, he invaded the wrong place. You should have invaded, like, fucking Trinidad, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's something I could get behind, you know what I'm saying? Like especially during Carnival, you know, we get a whole bunch of guys, we go down there, have I don't say know if it's an invasion, but invasion my kind of style. You know, we leave the guns and we bring the bongs, you know what I'm saying? We bring the bowls out, you know? We bring the mushrooms, you know what I mean? Make it a nice thing. That's how you, Pootie, the way you invade, all wrong, man. You're on the wrong side of the planet. You need to be invading somewhere warm, like Aruba. You know, like, if you want to invade somewhere, like, let's talk this over. Let's get into the war room, you know, and really chop it up. But yeah, but America's, it's really crazy. And then the fucking Canadian smoke. Now, here's the thing, Canada. I'm actually pissed off about you. So if you're even thinking about coming over here, I already told you how I'm going to deal with you. But you're sending your fucking, your shit over here. What is that shit bomb they said that the Canadian something caught fire and now it's all over Philadelphia?
The wildfires, yeah.
That's some bullshit. How come the wildfires never spread before? We had them here in the States. They had wildfires in California. Never got to Philly. All of a sudden, wildfire smoke coming from Canada, and it was orange and red and all these different colors. I never seen colorful smoke. You believe that shit? You believe that shit? You do?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that it was from the wildfires.
Let me ask you, America. You believe that shit? Huh? You mean to tell me smoke's gonna come all the way down from Canada and the North Philadelphia where my nigga's at? Yeah, I don't think so, pal. Maybe they're trying to do harm to my niggas. Maybe they're trying to do something to the city of Philadelphia. Do you ever think about that? Or New York or wherever else it was at. Was it in Connecticut? Did it get up the Beantown by any chance? Was it smoke up Beantown?
Probably did. It's going south from Toronto.
Oh, it's still traveling.
Yeah.
This poison gas. Somehow they keep going. Did we have any pictures of this wildfire, any video? Meek Mill made a tweet and said, hey, I don't believe this shit is true. And you know, I'm kind of inclined to believe Meek Mill on this one. I don't kind of defer to Meek Mills on many political topics, but this is one I think he's got a handle on. What's going on with this Canadian smoke? Bob, you going to say something?
No, I mean, I've certainly never seen anything like it before in my lifetime. But yeah, there was like a second wave of it towards the end of June. We actually told people on the day of the show to like bring masks because the air quality was like almost in the 200s.
Right, the air quality. Somebody weaponized oxygen. You see this? We're at war! You understand that, America? Something's going on here, and we're the targets. We're being played, man. We're getting played, man. Like a piano. Like a jazz piano. See my hands? This is how jazz piano. And this is America! This is how they're playing us. You know, Ice Cube put out a report, and somebody says, hey, Ice Cube, you've been in the music industry. You've been in the film industry. You've done really good. You've done really well, Ice Cube. Do you think that there's anything like the Illuminati that may exist? And he says, probably so. He's a believer. And I mean, he's been at the top. So, I mean, Illuminati, I mean, you could let me in on it. You know, send me an email. Bump, can we reach out to the Illuminati? Maybe get a spokesperson on the show, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, Illuminati, listen, you could tell me. Send me a direct message. Hit me up. And we can talk turkey. We can talk chop. You know, because I understand. If the Illuminati is real, you know, like, and I said this before, I say let them keep doing their thing. They're doing a good job, except letting orange and yellow, green, purple smoke into my backyard. Now, Illuminati, if you are real, I think this is the time for you to step in and do something about Trudeau, okay? Now, Trudeau, he hasn't really given me many problems since he's been prime minister. Or what is it? How do I pronounce his name? Trudeau. It's almost like a rap name, Trudeau. He's like, yo, you know Trudeau? It's almost like a black rap name. Trudeau. Hey, Trudeau, can you spit something? He's like, you know, my name Trudeau. Like, why they call you Trudeau, man? Because everything I spit Trudeau. They be like, oh, shit. Oh, okay, Trudeau. I'm saying, no, Trudeau. My name Trudeau. So that's why he fucks with Drake. Because Drake gave him a rap name. What's his first name? What's Trudeau's first name?
Justin.
Oh, Justin Trudeau. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or just Trudeau, you know what I'm saying? They just call me just Trudeau. It's everything I spit Trudeau, you know what I'm saying? I wish he would talk like that. Yeah, but Trudeau, you haven't given me many problems. Like, you know, a lot of world leaders, you know, I have to continuously talk to, continuously send emails to steer them in the right direction. But Trudeau hasn't really given me a lot of things to work with. He hasn't really fudged up as much as some of his peers, you know. But now you're getting there, Trudeau. Now I got to call you into question because I'm not believing the smoke. You mean to tell me you can't keep your fucking smoke in check? Like, what's up with that? You don't see our smoke coming up there, do you? You don't see us. You don't see me blowing it down and then blowing it into the fucking Canadian fucking river, do you? And letting it transporting my smoke from the Schuylkill. I could do it. I could go down to the Schuylkill River right now, start smoking and blowing it down and then blowing it towards Canada. I could do that. But I don't do that. I keep it in check. So Trudeau, my thing is, where did you lose control? Where did you lose control? Was it a month ago? Was it 2 months ago? When did the fire start, Bob? Do we have any intel?
Canadian wildfires began in March 2023.
And it was fucking June. So you mean to tell me we've been fighting this thing for 3 months, Trudeau? Yeah, you know, Trudeau, I'm just not buying it. I'm just not buying that you've been fighting the same damn thing for 3 months? We're in July, right? So yeah, June, May, April, 4 months? This is month four. Yo, Trudeau. Yo, buddy. The fucking Canadians, what are they, the Mounties? What do they call their guys up there? Mounties?
Mounties, the Mounted Police.
Yeah, like, hey, you guys are supposed to be better than that. I mean, you guys work with Elliot Ness back in the Al Capone days, you know? Like, the Mounties should have that taken care of. I mean, what the fuck, Canadian? You need firemen? If you need firemen, just ask me, okay, Canada? You need firemen, just ask me. You know, my uncle was a fireman, my uncle Guy, you know? So I got connections. Canada. You need a little handout, just ask, okay? We'll send some people all over there. I saw they had some African firefighters going over there. I'm like, damn, they must really be trying to put that shit the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? When you bring in the Africans, Yeah, that means you ain't fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, what are you doing? That is not how you fight a fire. He's like, you are stupid. I will fight the fire myself. Everybody, back up. It'd be one African out there just fucking clear the whole shit out in 24 hours. You know, just fucking with African dance and shit. He danced the fucking flames down and shit. The flames would be so scared of the fucking African drum. We fight the fire. Nah, I don't know. You know that's probably racist. Can you be African-American and racist against Africans? Is that possible? I think anytime you do an accent, that's like, that's teetering on something a little racial. I'm telling you, the accent comes out. You know, even if it's a black one. What do you think, boy? What's your thoughts on accents? Is it a slippery slope? Or is it fair game?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's good taste and bad taste. Certainly. And, you know, if it's really, like, accurate or if it's just, like, clearly comically exaggerated, like, there's a difference with that, too.
Okay. See, I don't know, man. I'm kind of on the fence about it because if someone does an Asian accent and they're not Asian, that's bad. That's rough.
Yeah.
That's in that real, like, poor taste category.
For sure.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if someone tries to, I guess, the only accent you could do is American white male and just get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but what is that accent? Like, what is the accent of the American white male? Like, how do you tease a white man in accent form? What's that sound like?
I guess it depends on where he's from. There's like Southern, there's like California surfer bro, there's like New York.
There's so nuanced, the white man. Making fun of the white man ain't easy. You know, there's so many different voices.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with the Delco Philly accent.
What's that? Can you give me a little taste?
Is
that the one that say, use hurt, use okay, use good. Is that them?
I don't know. I don't know if they typically use that, but I mean, like, there's a lot of like go birds,
Oh, okay, so the white man is so tricky to racially accent persecute the white man. How do you do it? But yeah, you know the fucking I don't think you can do the Asian shit at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a slippery slope.
Just stay away from that. I think you could do Russian. I'm not sure you can do Italian either. Like, I mean, unless you're Italian, can you really? Can you do that? I think you should stay away from that. You know, maybe British. You could do cheerio, chop. Anybody can do that. Cheerio, chop. Because they got so much fucking money. So you can only poke fun at the richest ones. You know what I'm saying? You can't tease the regular hardworking white people. You got to just tease rich white people. Like, cheerio, chop. Are you British? Okay, I'm going to tease you. Or good day, mate. Like,
yeah, even Britain has a range, like, you know, north, south, like Liverpool, Manchester.
Right,
like,
they're racist against their own.
Like, there's all different accents.
Yo, England has fucking mastered the racism game. I mean, they got that shit on fucking lot. Like,
the OGs
of
racism.
Yo, they even hate other white people from the same fucking island. Like, I mean, hate them to the point where they were like, you know, I don't like their hats. They wear funny hats. Let's enslave them. But like, just because of the hat? I mean, that's the only difference between them and us. They wear hats. It's like, what are the Scottish? They wear the kilts, right? Is that Scottish?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I don't like their dresses. You see what he's wearing? Let's enslave them. It's like, but they're the same as us. Just not with that skirt. I say enslave them. Okay. Because they just enslave everybody. They enslaved India. They enslaved the blacks. They enslaved the fucking, their own. They enslaved their own. It's like, you know, you're my cousin, but I think slavery is where you should be in life. Slavery, you know, indentured servitude to the kingdom. But it's like, what do you mean? What is the British accent? What do you ever mean? I feel you're better off in servitude. You will serve the king and the queen till death. Or off with their head. Because those are the off with your head people, right? Like, those are like guillotines and shit. Like, if you don't do what they tell you to do, if you don't sell out your whole race, they chop your head off in front of the rest of your race. And then the rest of the race gets the message. They're like, oh, shit. Hey, listen. You want to keep your head, just do what they say. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's how they would say, that's how you keep a cool head. Because I think when you get your head chopped off, it raises the temperature of it or something like that. Or if you can't keep a cool, then you lose your head. Don't lose your head. Don't lose your head. You get mad at the king and the queen, you're gonna lose your head. You know, don't do that. You want to keep your head. Keep a cool head. Keep a cool head. You don't want to lose it. Is that how they came up with that? I don't know. But think about that. Like, England, I mean, they just enslave anybody. That's wild. I mean, like, where did they get off? You know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, you know, we could just enslave somebody. Like, yeah, you feel like enslaving a race today? Like, no. Well, maybe we can enslave a race, like, next week. You know? We've enslaved so many races this month. Like, can we take a week off? Sure. And then who got that break? Like, was it the Swedes? It was like, boss, what are you doing? Your Majesty, we're supposed to be invading Sweden today. Ah, really? I thought that was next week. I don't want to go up there. It's so cold up there. It's like, I know, but was no one else to enslave? I hear you. I'll get to it next week. And they just kept putting it off and kept putting it off and kept putting it off. And then Sweden kept making that delicious, what do they make, Sweden?
Meatballs.
Those delicious Swedish meatballs, and they were sending them to the castle, and the king was eating those meatballs. And he got so fat on the meatballs, he didn't want to fuck it up because there was the meatballs. He wanted to keep them coming, you know. So he said, you know what? I think I'll leave Sweden alone.
Either that, or they just knew better than to fuck with the Vikings.
Oh, that's probably it too. Because like the Vikings are coming, and like they'll rip your head off and then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like fucking your dead head. You know what I'm saying? And then fucking drink the brain out of it, like, later for, like, protein or some shit, you know. A whole bunch of motherfuckers that look like, what's the guy on that internet? The fucking muscle-bound guy? Fucking Liver King. You got 3,000 Liver Kings coming at you. Holy shit. Someone get my... Annie, go get my gun. And it's like, I mean, they were... Vikings will fuck England up. I mean, bad. Because like, England is so proper and shit. They'd be smacking biscuits out of their hands and shit. You know what I mean? fucking skulls and shit. You know, like, I guess, yeah, don't fuck with the Vikings. So what about Switzerland? What is their thing? Are they Vikings too? Or?
Swiss, I know cheese, Swiss cheese. Right. Swiss chocolate. Chocolate. Yeah.
Hit them off with the chocolate and the cheese. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That would keep me off somebody's ass if they... Paying me in chocolate, sweet, delicious chocolate. I give him a break. I cut him some slack. You know, paoli. Yeah. So, you know what the biggest thing this week is? Fucking black women's bodies. Don't police black women's bodies. Are you trying to police black women's clothing? And it's like, it's such a ridiculous thing. Because it's not that, and to women out there, I think the idea of policing anything is wrong, right? They say, oh, yeah, we want to police marijuana. And then, you know, they lock up millions and millions of people who are still incarcerated after it's been legalized. They want to police fucking rape. That doesn't work. They want to police murder. That doesn't work. They want to police drug use. That doesn't work. I mean, so it's obviously like the whole idea of policing just doesn't work. So when you say black men want to police black women or... I don't think that's the case at all. We want to see you shaking your asses. Like, I love it, you know, me personally. But my thing is, I don't have you women in my household. Now, if my daughter is, you know, going outside and she's going to school and she wants to wear a skirt like Ice Spice, where, you know, the butt is just hanging out the bottom of it. You know what I'm talking about, Bob? Mm-hmm. Have you seen these Ice Spice dresses where she wears the little thing and the dress barely covers the butt? Like, I mean, barely. Mm-hmm. So you got a 12-year-old, 10-year-old daughter. She's walking out the house dressed like that. I mean, you're going to say, hey, honey, I don't think that that's appropriate for the kind of attention that I want you to have. Now, in any case, she could say, well, no, Dad, I'm going to be a hoe when I grow up. You know what I'm saying? and I'm just getting ready for hoeing. Then it's like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that you had already chosen a career path. You know what I'm saying? But most dads don't think that way. You're married. You and your husband are going out. And he makes a suggestion, hey, well, you know, I don't know if you should wear that. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, I'm from the true school, man. So, like, I remember the girls with the buns, the real big butts. Big butts is nothing new. You know what I'm saying? They used to cover them joints up. In fact, the only way you could really tell if a girl really had the nice buns was if she was wearing a lovely dress that was flowing. You know, I'm looking online and kids listening to Lil Durk, and, you know, the mom, as soon as the song come on, the mom turn around and start shaking her ass, and the little girl just looking at her mom. Then she start doing it. These are almost like the fabric of society has been challenged. And who's challenging it? Where do these ideas come from? Oh, you're trying to police my body. I don't give a fuck what you hoes do. But I also got to say that some of you motherfuckers look funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, the eyelashes too long, the hair weaves way out of control. You know what I'm saying? And look, this is my personal opinion. Hair weaves is too out of control. Like, it's just the shit old. Like, this should be like a limit on hair weave. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put a weave in, you should only keep it in for a little while, because once you start pressing it with the flat iron curling thing, and that shit, and you keep burning it, and this shit stinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to me, I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to tell you. I'm a natural hair kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? I go to women with the natural hair. The girls with the weaves down to that butt, I like them too. I was just messing with you. Okay, anyway, my whole point is, you're walking down the street when you're in fucking clothes, you should be in bed. Like, you shouldn't wear lingerie on the outside. Lingerie is underclothes. Like, if you want to wear the G-string or a thong, that's fine. But you shouldn't wear that as your bottoms, all right? And that's the Raw Report. And I don't give a fuck if you don't like it or you like it, okay? How about that? My name is Dice Raw. Bomb, you know what to do. We're out of here. This has been a short Raw Report this week. All right.